Hi, friends. Welcome to Your Life, Your Story. I'm your host, Jill O'Boyle. This podcast is all about turning your battles into breakthroughs and helping you rise up. Perhaps you feel stuck. Life feels heavy right now. You want to numb the pain with all the wrong things in life just to get by. But could your battles in your life actually be perfectly placed in your life for a reason? Could you use these battles as your breakthrough? On this podcast, I will uncover how you can do just that. Not only will I share my personal story, but I am honored to have some amazing guests on the show who are opening up about their life and the battles they have gone through. But through faith and God's calling, they didn't give up. They're now living their best life. And here's the thing, so can you. So if you're there, you're ready to let go of the chains and discover freedom on the other side, then join me inside and let's rise up together. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Your Life, Your Story, Rise Up. I'm your host, Jill O'Boyle. How are you all doing? Honestly, I just want to pause and simply have you think about that. How are you doing? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling excited? Are you feeling rested? Are you feeling energized? Or maybe it's just been a week and you're feeling just overwhelmed. Or maybe you just feel at peace right now. So really, how are you doing? There is a lot going on in this crazy world, isn't there? But through the craziness, you can find peace. I promise. You can find peace in this world. We all live extremely busy lives. And sometimes we are so busy checking on everyone else that we forget to simply pause and ask, how am I doing? So I just wanted to start this podcast episode with that and just to simply remind you all to just take some time to listen to your body, your emotions, and just remember to just check in with yourself. We're so good at checking in on everybody else, doing all the things. I can attest to it, running like crazy, but sometimes just pause and think, how am I doing? I was with my small group earlier this week, and she asked the question, how old do you feel? And in a room full of women, you can only imagine the sighs and reactions when she asked us this question. It was like a room of, oh, really? Oh, geez. And so I thought about that question, and I waited to respond because it was a thought-provoking question. One that I really haven't ever thought about. How old do I feel? And so I thought about it for a little bit. And then when I was ready, I shared. And I said, I feel good. I feel, honestly, like I'm at the age of 28 or 29. And 28 and 29 was around the time when I had my first child. I was embracing a new shift in my career from weddings and corporate events to a marketing and trade show. So different career path. I had recently moved from Hilton Head, South Carolina to Indianapolis and was now back closer to my family, my husband's family. I felt excited in my new career adventure. And I was making new friendships. My husband and I were buying a new house that we loved, and we could just see ourselves raising our family in this home and just creating this amazing life here. And I was excited to spend our first Christmas in this home and have that white Christmas again. Although I will tell you, I was not looking forward to coming back to those dreary winters. I remember that growing up as a child in Ohio, so winters were not new to me, but it had been a couple years since I was living in the Carolinas. But I was excited, I remember, to see snow on Christmas or around the Christmas holiday. And so at 29, we had our first child. And so I was filled with all the excitement of that new mom feeling and the joy and the love that comes with that. And so I thought about that age and I was like, you know, this is how I'm feeling right now in my life. I'm in this new season and chapter of my life right now. My early to mid-20s were just so great, and they were filled with so much adventure and positive changes and moving, you know, leaving college and moving to the Carolinas. And then I started my career in event management, and then I met my husband and I got married and I made all these new friends. And then towards the end of my 20s, leaving that lifestyle, I started heading into my late 20s, early 30s, and I started this new location here in Indy, a new career shift, meeting new friends again, and then welcoming our first child. And so I thought, isn't it funny? Right now, I feel like I'm closing the chapter to a season of my life in my 30s, which was a very trying time for me. It's where I felt like I had really lost myself and had some challenges and hardships. And so 30s, especially mid-30s, were a really hard chapter in my life. And I'm currently 39, and so I am really ready to close that chapter. Have you ever been ready to just close a chapter? Like, let's turn the page, right? Well, that's where I'm at. I'm at 39, and I will say age 38 and 39 have been really rewarding. It's that middle of my 30s that was just a bit messy and hard. And so it's funny when I go back and think about that, like 28 and 29 were just great years with new adventures, new things, new, you know, having a child, all these new beginnings. And I feel like 38 and 39 are resembling the same kind of pattern. And so I just feel that my life is going in a new direction and I have this new sense of joy. And so I believe that my 40s are going to be my best years yet. I sure hope so. I'm really ready to just truly ride the joy of life again, that joy of life that I had back in my 20s. I feel like 20 again. I have my energy back. So I'm just super excited. I mean, it does give me a little bit of anxiety thinking about, okay, I'm going to turn 40, and I'm not afraid of that, and I'm not afraid of that number at all. But I'm just thinking like, okay, from 40 to 50, those 10 years, what's going to be happening in those next 10 years? And I think about my firstborn son, like in these next 10 years, he's going to be going through middle school and high school and graduating and going off to college. And I'm like, where have the years went? But it also just brings me a lot of joy and just emotion as I think about that, like, because there's going to be so much that's going to happen in these next 10 years. I just remember when I was going through high school. And so I'm just excited about it. I'm excited to see where my 40s will take me and just how the years fly, right? Golly, they just fly. So I want to ask you, like, how old do you feel? Do you feel your age? Do you feel older than what you are? Do you feel younger than what you are? Because like I just said, age is just a number, people, right? It is just a number. And so most people get nervous or scared, or they think, oh my gosh, especially for people I've heard, people around my age, like, turning 40. And I'm like, you know what? I'm truly at peace with it. I really am, because it is just a number. And I've never really thought too much about age. Honestly, I never really know how old I am, if I'm being honest. My husband, Jack, can attest to that. Like, I always have to ask my husband, or I know how old he is. Like, I know his age, so I'm always like, okay, how old is Jack? Subtract 3, that's how old I am. So I never pay attention to really, like, I think I stopped counting. I always tell everybody I'm like 35. I lost count after 35, I guess. And Jack's like, no, honey, you're 39. Oh, yeah, okay. So age is not a big deal, right? But how old do you feel? Do you feel younger? Do you feel older? So I want to, like, go on this journey right now, like, and let's think about our life up to this point. Because in life, we have chapters. And so can you go back and think of a chapter or a season in your life that you absolutely loved. Like, think about the chapters of your life where you just felt that most joy, like loved, like you were just at peace and there was just so much calmness in your life. Like, what was happening in your life during that time? What was happening that filled you with that joy, with that love, with just that peace? And what could you do? What could you rebirth in your life that could bring back those same feelings in your life now? Like, what were you doing? Where did you live? What was it about that time in your life that made you feel just so good? And maybe like me, you were about to have your first child or just had a child, and that brought you so much peace and joy and love, and you just felt magical and blissful. And maybe you're thinking, okay, yeah, that was great, Jill, but I'm 50, so, you know, not at the age to be producing another child. Totally get that. Me neither. No way. Two is enough, right? But I can think of the things that I was doing during those years that brought me so much joy. Of course, having the child, but there was other things going on in that time. So I'm a girl who loves adventures and new things, and going to a big city, moving to a big city, was very exciting for me. It was a new scenery. It was something different. So if I think about welcoming that same joy in my life that I was feeling when we moved to Indy, it doesn't mean I have to go and buy a new house to bring that joy. Or it doesn't mean that I have to move to bring that joy. But maybe what it does mean is maybe it means I need to set a date on my calendar once a month for my husband and I to go downtown or to do something different and exciting to like spark that joy again. Because we all get in those moments, right, where we just go through the motions of life. And so we don't think about creating those. So rebirth the feelings is what I'm getting at. Rebirth the feelings. Tune into those feelings that you were having during those chapters that were so, so good. When I first had my firstborn son, you know, I had those deep feelings of just love and connection, you know, that bond that you get when you welcome a child into your life. And I had that same bonding with my husband because we are now becoming new parents. It's a new and exciting thing for us. So rebirthing that love and connection in your life, finding that again, because we all know that it takes work, doesn't it? Like these kids, when they start to grow up and they start talking back to you, they ain't so cute anymore sometimes, are they? And the days get long and we're running to practice and we're running here and we're running there. And then the next thing you know, you don't even remember the last time that you and your husband had a meaningful conversation or a wonderful date or went out and did something exciting just because we're going through those motions of life. So bring that feeling of togetherness. Do something together as a family. That would be something fun and different if that sparks joy and peace. So the other weekend, my kids created a movie theater in our basement, and they were so excited about their pillows and blankets and TV tray set up and all the things. Like, they went above and beyond in our basement, made it an absolute mess, but besides the point, they were having fun. And my youngest was so excited about it, but every night that weekend, we had something going on, and by the time we came home, it was always too late to watch a movie. But as I'm thinking about this now, like, I really need to let the kids recreate that, and this time, make the time. Like, make the time to just be in the moment with the kids as a family. Pop some popcorn, put the funny movie on, watch the movie in a different setting than we usually do in our living room, sitting on the floor with the pillows and everything that the kids created down there. Because you know what? That will bring me joy. And so I really as I'm thinking it and talking to you guys, like I really do need to tell the kids to just go ahead and recreate that hot mess downstairs. And if Jack, my husband, if you're listening, I know it's okay. We'll have him clean it all up again because it was a hot mess down there, hot mess. But that was special to them. And I feel terrible like that they created it and we didn't do it. So I'm going to make it a point that we're going to go do that because that's something fun and it's something different. And I realize like that when we do things like that, it brings me joy. The other day we went for a family bike ride too. Just took a family bike ride. We don't take the time enough to do things like that. And like, it was joyful. It was a beautiful day. We just rode down to McDonald's, got an ice cream cone, you know, doing things that are just breaking up the standard, same old, same old. So feel the feels, you know, journal the times down and then rebirth those moments and welcome that joy back into your life again. So let me go back to that first question I asked you. How you doing now? How you doing? Because if you've been feeling sad or if you've been lonely, if you're stressed, if you're burned out, if you're tired, if you're anxious, if you're just not yourself, then I hope you'll really take some time to think about your life and all the good chapters of your life, the good seasons, and start rebirthing those back into your life. Start recreating those again. Start rewriting your story. Your story's not over yet. In fact, it's probably just the beginning. So take notes about that. And just, we cannot have a new life filled with healing when we're holding on to old thinking. Maybe I need to repeat that. You cannot have a new life filled with healing while holding on to old thinking. You got to let those old beliefs and thoughts go. So if you're feeling stuck, I hope this journey of reliving and rewriting your story will help you to get back to those days when your life was filled with more joy and peace. And in order to get there, you need to start dreaming bigger. You need to expect bigger. You need to have bigger visions. Because when you limit your vision or you stay in a place of loneliness and anxiousness and stress and bitter, your life stays limited. You're just continuously limiting yourself. So earlier I mentioned that my mid-30s were pretty rough, a little rocky. And they absolutely were. And I stayed stuck in that mentality and that limiting belief thinking for way too long. And so one day, I finally decided that the only way I was going to get out of this mess was to change my perspective, to change my view, to change my mindset. Because our minds and what we think about daily are so powerful, you guys. It's so powerful. So think about it. I mean, would you think about how you talk about yourself? I mean, would you ever talk to your neighbor like you talk to yourself? I mean, think about that for a minute. All the things that you say to yourself, because we all know, especially you women, we are so mean, aren't we? We are so mean to ourselves. Would you ever say the things that you're saying about yourself to your neighbor? Probably not. Because you probably wouldn't have any friends if you did. So for me, I realized I needed to love myself again. I needed to forgive myself, and then I needed to move on. Like, get over yourself, Jill. Pull your big panties up and go. And so I knew I didn't want to stay in that mess any longer. And the only way to get out of that mess was to change my ways and to change my mindset. And I was living a lifestyle and a mindset that was only going to lead itself to a life of more damages and more misery and a death of like my complete soul, my complete spirit, my complete faith, so far removed from my faith. And so I was being a victim to this limiting mindset that I was just going to stay stuck in that place. And then because I was thinking it, what do I start doing then? I start believing it. And then it started to get really, really easy just to be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm just going to stay here. Yep, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. Because we all know staying in that comfort zone, staying in that comfort zone of brokenness is easier than venturing into the healing space of the unknown, that trying to get help and going into a space where there might be a lot of unknown. Like, that's scary. But the only way to heal is to start with our minds first and to get out of that comfort zone, get out of that place of brokenness and staying stuck. So to heal and to welcome that joy in your life takes stepping into the unknown. I mean, I usually call it leaning on God, having faith, right? Because when you have faith and believe that he will get you through, and you change your mindset to believe that you can get through, then guess what? Whatever you're going through, you're going to get through it. Because you have faith, you changed your mindset, and God has always got your back. Always. So take control of your mindset. I mean, I'm telling you, what you think is what you get. What you think is what you believe. So start thinking on the positive things. You know, take control of your mindset. Tell your fear, your shame, and your guilt to be like, so long, sister. So long. And then start to reflect and ask yourself often, how you doing? How am I doing? How am I feeling? Is this working? I mean, really ask yourself those questions. Always be speaking to yourself in positive vibes, because that's going to help you get back to those chapters and seasons that brought you the most peace and joy. So today, guys, I'm 29. How old are you? And before we go, before I close out this episode, I wanted to share some new things that I'm working on and really excited about as well. So I'm putting together some workshops that I will be offering to corporations and organizations that are looking to better their people and better their employees in that specific order. Better their people and better their employees. So in these workshops, I'm going to provide some speaking topics and engagements with your team to start thinking about their mindsets, their approach, and their gifts. And the goal is to get your employees to start thinking about things in a new way, a new light. Because as you know, now more than ever, mental health is so, so important. And so I'm hoping to provide some fun, engaging and motivating activities, and just some thought-provoking presentations that essentially will help better your people. Because I believe that too many companies are missing this mark. So many companies right now are focusing on that bottom line, or they're focusing so much about the person's title or role or functions that they do in the job, which are important for sure, but we forget that at the end of the day, these are real human beings that have a life going on outside of your walls. And so in order for you to have your best employee, and in order for them to be your best employee, they need to be their best self. So we need to get that right. And then everything else starts falling into place. So if you are a person that has influence in your company or your department and would love to learn more about the workshops that I'm creating and think I would be a good match for your company or organization, I would love to have a brainstorming session with you where I can just understand your company's needs, some things that are going on, and how I can best help your team and motivate them to be their best self so that they're showing up as their best self. And just a side note as well, this workshop is not exclusive to women only. I know most of you that follow me know that I coach women, but this specific offering that I'm doing is for, it is for companies, men and women in your company. So I just wanted to point that out as well. Secondly, I'm putting together a New Year, New You Rise Up group offering where I'm looking for 10 women that want to change their mindset, their perspective, and have a fresh start to their life. And what better way to start than at the new year, right? Let's get it kicked off in the right direction. 2023, let's let that be your year. So that's going to start in January. So stay tuned. I'm going to have more offerings coming out on that soon. And then lastly, I have a huge announcement to share. I'm super excited about this. I'm going to be a published author. So I've joined a few other amazing women to share our stories and our testimonies, and I will be a co-author of a book that will be released on January 11th, 2023. So that is 111. If you know anything about me, you know I have a love for angel numbers. And 111 is a really just cool angel number. I see 11 is my lucky number. I see 1111 or 111 or see these numbers all the time. And then the fact that my book's going to be released on that day is going to be awesome. And basically angel number 111 means fresh start and new beginning. So, I mean, exciting, right? So stay tuned for that. And just remember to be you, love life, and rise up. Okay, friends, that is it for today. If you like this episode, please give it a like and share it with a friend. To make sure you stay up to date and never miss an episode, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. I love helping you rise up. Until next time, go out and make it a great day.